I was at work. It was just as it happened. My partner, he rang me at work to say, you know, check your mum. Make sure your mum's okay. This has happened. Tried to ring my mum, no answer. And at that point still, it's still something that happened to everybody else, I suppose, and just folding through the news reports. But as the time went on and on, I got increasingly concerned to the point where yesterday evening I just couldn't think of any other outcome other than the worst case at that point, because it had been such a long time.
Did it ever occur to you that they were trying to get through but couldn't? Because that eventually was what you found out was the case, wasn't it?
Yeah, I did think that. And my partner, Andy, he was constantly sort of trying to keep me positive and telling me all the, you know, all the reasons why. And I had read in the reports when the Brits started coming back from Tunisia, they were saying it was chaos over there and phone lines were down. My mum, she doesn't do Facebook or any kind of digital thing, so I didn't have that way of getting in touch with her, where so many people over here were contacting relatives via Twitter and Facebook. That wasn't an option open to me. It was purely via phone.
What age is your mum, Carol?
She's 66.
Yeah, okay. And what sort of a person is she? I mean, is she the kind who will, like, you know, have a stiff upper lip and get on with it, or is she a worrier? What sort of a woman is Margaret?
Very much a worrier. Very, very much a worrier. She's kind of always looks to me to sort things and know what to do.
That must have made it even worse, mustn't it? Because you were knowing that a woman who is the sort who's a little bit fragile was in a situation as traumatic and worrying as we were seeing on the telly. I mean, not that it could be any worse worrying about your mum, but did it make it worse?
It did. In fact, you know, so many things went through my head within the first few minutes of seeing the story and realising it was where my mum was. You know, every eventuality had gone through my head, every possible outcome. And the one that I was most terrified of, it might sound strange, would be that one of them has been badly injured or worse, and the other was on their own out there. The thought of my mum over there, terrified, on her own, and not knowing how to get home, that was the one that caused me the most upset, really.
Tell me what support you were given, if any, over here. I mean, did you ring the helpline? Were the Foreign Office helpful? Were the tourist authorities helpful? The travel firm? Did you get any help at all?
Well, on the Friday, all day Friday and all through that night, I was just ringing constantly on the phone to the authorities, consulate, the foreign embassy, the travel companies, and everyone was very sympathetic and, you know, clearly wanted to be able to do something to help me, but it just seemed that nobody was able, nobody had the information. The travel insurance company, they were fantastic, Stay Sure. They went out of the way to try and make contact, phoning around over there for me. I phoned everybody I could think of that could possibly help me. And whereas they all wanted to help and nobody had any information to give myself, I felt very, very stuck. I kept it to myself all day Friday and all night Friday, and spoke to my partner because I didn't want to panic others. And I really had nothing to say to people.
No.
You know, there was no facts to tell them. I felt like I was scaremongering. So I kept it to myself, and it was only Saturday morning when I was still no wiser 24 hours later that I got in touch with the BBC for help. And that's where I've never felt so supported in my entire life. They were fantastic. The response from everybody that heard the story was overwhelming. I'm so grateful. You know, it's a concern for everybody. A lot of people have got friends and relatives out there, but yeah, everybody seemed to want to help me.
Remarkable, isn't it, how technology can come to your aid in a moment of crisis like this. I think Facebook was involved, and somebody somewhere in Tunisia saw or heard a BBC broadcast of some kind.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Somehow they managed to find you in Sproutborough.
Yeah, well, that's it.
And put you in touch with your mum. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, the lady that's seen it got in touch with me on Facebook. And I was still apprehensive when I saw it, when I got the message. But then I got a phone call. It was a very brief phone call, and the line was very, very bad. But I did speak to my mum, and it was only at that point that I knew that it was okay, and I would let myself believe that it was okay. But it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And with so much negativity surrounding the media and social media, it's really drummed it home to me, the good that it can do.
Yeah. We are a Sunday morning show, Carol. I don't know if you're a lady of faith or not, but was there any point where you put your hands together and said, please, God, help me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am. And that I made a bit of a pact with the Lord on that one. My prayers were answered. Some people believe, some people don't. Whether it was good luck, faith, I don't know. I'm just grateful. And to me, I feel like it was more, the outcome was because of the support and the feeling that I felt Friday. I've never felt so alone in my entire life, completely alone. Saturday, I've never felt less alone. And I felt, because of the incredible support I got from people that knew nothing about me and my mum, I felt like even if the worst would happen, it would all somehow be okay.
Are you going to church today?
I can't actually, because I've got my son's football tournament. We're off to football in the rain.
Oh dear. Well, what age is he?
My son is 11.
So did he know that Grandma was in danger?
Yeah, my eldest son, he knew from early Friday evening. He sort of is very switched on to me, and he'd seen, heard various phone calls and picked up, and you know, and I spoke to him about it in the most upbeat manner I could really. He's been absolutely, I could not have gotten through the past 2 days without that boy. He's not left my side from the minute it found out until the good news. He's not left my side, slept in my bed, which is absolutely unheard of for him since for many years. And he sat me down last night and he said to me, Mum, he said, I'm so proud of you. And I said, why? And he says, well, most people would have sat and cried and worried. And he says, but you, he says, you haven't stopped. You've been on it. You've been on the phone. He says, you haven't let it go. He says, I'm so glad I've always got you on my side. And I thought, well, someone 11, that's quite a remarkable thing to say.